Kat O Tin Hau Temple. For Kat O boat dwellers and Haka fishermen, the Tin Hau goddess was their trusted guardian. According to the legend I grew up with, the Kat O Tin Hau Temple was constructed by a villager who had benefited from the deity's benevolence. Inside the hall is a copper bell, made in the 28th year of the Qianlong period, which is 1763, indicating that the temple is more than 250 years old. The building was renovated a few times, and restoration features from 1880 have been generally preserved to this day. It has undergone few changes in more than 140 years. The Tin Hau Temple was declared a Grade 3 historical building in 2010. It showcases important features of traditional Chinese architecture and ornamentation, and has significant historical and artistic value. The annual Tin Hau Festival, on the 23rd day of the third lunar month, remains an important traditional festival. Islanders who are now living elsewhere remain emotionally attached to their home village and return to join major Kat O celebrations like the Tin Hau Festival. To kick off the event, a sacrificial ceremony is held in the Tin Hau Temple, followed by a parade of the Tin Hau statue on a sedan chair carried by islanders. The procession is led by gong players and unicorn dancers. Marching alongside is an escort party holding signal flags, parasols, and the sacred seal. From the temple, the procession makes its way to Chek Kok Tao Beach in front of Fisherman's Village, receiving wine, food, and other offerings from worshippers along the way. When the procession arrives at the beach, the Tin Hau statue is seated inside a bamboo theater to witness the signature Fa Pao snatching contest, the most important and thrilling competition of the festival. The Ban on Rent Increase stone tablet on the left wall of the Tin Hau Temple is an historical relic with the words Permanent Fixed Rent by Order of the Governor of Guangdong and Guangxi. It was erected by the Governor of Guangdong and Guangxi provinces in 1802. It records the history of Kat O fisherman Tsang Kai-chit, who fought his landlord and corrupt Yamen officers who extorted money. With no other help available, Tsang reported the case to the Guangzhou Yamen. After investigation, the governor made a judgment banning rent increases and had it inscribed in stone and erected at a prominent place as a warning to all.